Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take you straight to the text in Psalm chapter 51, beginning in verse 2. It says, "Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin, for I recognize my shameful deeds. They haunt me day and night." You know, not every person in the world who is guilty feels shame. And it's possible to kind of chloroform the conscience, if you will, so false innocence isn't really an uncommon experience. But still, not everyone who feels shame is guilty. False guilt can be imposed by just ignorance or the abuser. But when we do what God forbids and we're guilty before God, feeling guilty and feeling ashamed is an appropriate response. When a man or a woman has done something and they've done so willfully choosing against God's will, we shouldn't be ashamed of being ashamed. The real shame is not being ashamed. That denies that we've done something wrong, or maybe we just don't feel like we need to receive forgiveness. David, the king who's writing this psalm, had done some things that he should have been ashamed of and was. And for many months after David's adultery and his murder of his adulteress's husband and his constant efforts to hide all of that and dodge his responsibility, David did nothing to set matters right. But then his kind of right-hand dude, Nathan, comes in and says those famous words, "David, thou art the man," but not as in, "Hey man, you're the man," as in, "David, you're the guilty one." And in the middle of all that, I think we take away a lesson as we prepare for meditation today, that we are sinful men and women living in a sinful world, and it is okay for us to feel shame, and it is okay for us to feel guilt, but as followers of Jesus, we should always feel that we can bring that back to Jesus, knowing that He will forgive, that He loves us, and that He has a way in which when we bring Him guilt, shame, misery, whatever it is, when we bring Him our broken spirit, He will always mend it for us. My friend, I invite you today, in whatever shortcomings or sinfulness it may be just down in the nooks and crannies of your soul, to use this time in meditation to literally just bring those before the Lord and allow Him to do what only He can do and heal you and forgive you and get you back on the right side of forgiveness. So let's prepare to meditate by taking a few deep breaths. You ready? Hold it. Send that air through your body and exhale. With every exhale, just force out whatever is going on in your life, the shame or the guilt. Maybe it's even the tension or the stress. With every inhale, draw in His life-giving breath and send it to that part of your soul that needs it most. Let's breathe again. Send it. And force it out. Let's breathe one more time. You ready? And now let's come before the Lord and tell Him how wonderful He is. Tell the Lord how great He is right now. Just finish the sentence. "Lord, today I come to You and I recognize apart from You I have nothing good. And yet I want to tell You that You are great in so many ways, including," and then finish that statement. And now I invite you to join me as I have in my time of meditation this morning and ask the Lord, as King David did, to search your heart, to point out every evil and wicked way, bring it to the top of your mind, to the tip of your tongue, and then confess that before the Lord and let Him begin the process of eliminating your guilt and your shame and replacing it with His forgiveness and His love and His grace. And so I invite you now to take this time early in meditation to ask the Lord to search your heart, and then use this time to hear from Him as you ask Him to forgive. Hear from Him as He does that very thing and gives you direction as where do you go from here. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it's always a blessing when we have time alone with the Lord to unpack those things that seem to disturb us most. And I just remind you that one of the things that the Lord is faithful to do is wash us clean from our guilt and purify us from our sin. And when we bring to Him our shameful and wicked ways, He never beats up on us. He always offers us forgiveness. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me today on another weekday meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow, and we'll have another great day before the Lord. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.